Good evening. So for tonight, I wanted to discuss the pasuk in this week's parsha in Truma, Perek Hey, pasuk Yud-Zayin. The Torah describes how they should make the covering for the Aron, Kaporas. The Torah says, "V'yasisa Kaporas Zahav Tahor." You should make the Kaporas, this cover to the Aron, should be made out of zahav, out of gold. And the Torah Pima quotes from the Yerushalmi and Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kaporas Zahav, Lama Shel Zahav, Amar Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Yavu Zav Shel Kaporas, V'Chaper Al Zav Shel Egel. Let the gold of the Kaporas come and atone for V'Chaper Al Zahav Shel Egel. It should atone for the gold of the golden calf, of the Egel. That's the Rishami and Shkalim, which is also what we have in our Bavli, because the Masech Shkalim in our Bavli is taken from the Rishami. So at first, the Torah in his discussion, at first he says that it would seem that this is not necessarily limited to, this drasha is not really limited to the Kaporas, because there are other items as well in the Mishkan, which were made from Zahav, which had gold in it. So this drasha should apply to all the miguli. But he suggests the reason why this drasha was made, said specifically related to the kaporas, the cover to the aron, is because of a little play on words that the kaporas, the cover, is the same word as kapara, same word as atonement. Therefore, it's appropriate that it was mentioned with regard to the kaporas, and he even quotes from the Tanhuma, the Medrash Tanhuma, which says that the reason why it was called, the cover was called a kaporos, was because it comes to be mechaper. Now, the Torah Pima then gets involved with the discussion to explain a little bit more about this drasha, that the zahav of the kaporos is coming to be mechaper for the zahav of the egel. And he says that we have a principle, we have a notion of ein kateger nasa saneger, which means that kateger, the accuser, should not come as a saneger, as a defender. And therefore, one could ask the question that how is it that we have zahav, how do we have gold in the Mishkan, if the Mishkan is a place where we come to get atonement, but gold was used for the golden calf? This seems to be a violation of the principle of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. It references the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chavav Ben Aleph. The Gemara there says, the Gemara quotes from Drasha Rav Chista. The context of the Gemara is talking about the shofar at the beginning of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. It's talking about the shofar, and it says that that in the Gemara it gives a reason why the shofar that we use on Rosh Hashanah should not come from a cow. And the reason is, because the cow is basically a grown calf, and the calf is reminiscent of the egel, the golden calf, which was used in a terrible sin against Hashem. So we shouldn't have a horn. The horn that we blow, the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, should not come from a cow because it reminds of the calf. And that is based on the principle that Rav Chista says. The Gemara quotes from Rav Chista: "Mivnei ma'in kohen gadol nichnas bevigdei zahav lefnei v'lefnim la'avod avoda." Why is it that the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur he does not wear his golden garments inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the service inside? Because we don't want to have the accuser come to be used as a defender. That means to say that the Kohen Gadol would change out of his golden garments and would wear only Bigdei Lavan, only white garments, to go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the principle is that if he would wear his golden garments inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that would remind Hashem of the gold that was used in the golden calf, and therefore it would be a violation of this principle. It would remind Hashem of the sin, and while Kohen Gadol is trying to bring an atonement for Klal Yisrael, and it doesn't work out. So therefore, we don't have the Kohen Gadol go in with the golden garments. Now the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah discusses a little bit more about some other items. The Gemara itself asks the question that what about the Aron? What about the Kaporos? What about the Kruvim? They were inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim at all times, and they were made out of gold. There was gold there. So isn't that a violation? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it has a number of questions, and in its questions, it basically limits this principle to certain specific rules. But in this question, the Gemara already limits the notion, the principle of Ein Ketek Nas Neger to specifically inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which is obvious since the Kohen Gadol wore his golden garments outside the Kodesh HaKodeshim when he did the service in the rest of the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash. But inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, we have this principle of Ein Ketek Nas Neger. So the Gemara asks, what about the Aron and the Kaparis and the Kruvim, which were inside? And the Gemara there answers that we're only talking about the language of the Gemara is Choti Bal Yakriv Karminim. That this principle of Ein Ketek Nas Neger is only a problem when the sinner, it's a sinner who's coming close with something which is going to be a Kateger. The sinner is trying to get atonement, and he's bringing something which is going to remind Hashem of a sin. So Rashi there clarifies, and Tzofim quotes this Rashi as well, that Choti by Yakriv, Ha'adam lo Yakrivenu halom shehu chatabo. The person should not bring something which he sinned with. So the way the Tartuma elaborates and clarifies is basically this, that the idea is that specifically a person should not wear the big day zahav, because the person is the one who did the sin. The people, the B'nai Yisrael, they're the ones who are the sinners, and therefore they're trying to get atonement. They shouldn't have things which remind Hashem of their sins. But the Kalim, which are in the Mishkan, so they're Kalim. They're there. They're part of their fixtures in the Mishkan. That's not related to the person who's coming, the person, the sinner, who's coming to get an atonement. So that's what the Torah Tuma discusses. Now, I wanted to discuss a little bit more this notion of Ein Ketek Nas Neger. And it seems that there's a question that one can ask from a comment of Rabbeinu Tam, which is quoted in the Tosos in Bava Basra Yudal Amarav. The Gemara there is discussing the contents of the Aron and exactly how everything fit inside the Aron. Excuse me. So the Gemara says that there's different opinions. Rameir says that they had the Luchos with a Torah scroll inside the Aron, and they have to figure out exactly what the measurements were. But the Rabbi Yehuda says that the Luchos were in the Aron, and there were two silver rods that were next to them. That's what it says. The Gemara says that there were two rods. How do you know they were silver? So the Gemara says that we know that there were two rods based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it refers to Amudav Asa Kesef. So it talks about these Amudim, and that's how we know that there were silver, that there were rods inside. But since it says Kesef in the Pasuk, it was silver. So Tosus there on the Gemara in Yudal Amarav Babasra says, near the Rabbeinu Tam, the Simen Lahamadis Yisrael. These Amudim that were inside the Aron, they are there as a simon for the Hamadah Yisrael, the continued existence, the strength of Klal Yisrael. And he says, "V'lo asam shozav, shol haskar ma'isa ego." But these rods were not made out of gold, because we don't want to remind Hashem of the ma'isa ego. They ain't gonna take it, necessary. Because we have this principle that the kateged, the accuser, should not be the defender. And Tosfos goes on to reference to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chafav Manaf, which we mentioned before, that based on this principle, we know that the Kohen Gadol did not go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur with his big dizav. And Tosfos even says further that the Gemara asks, what about the Aron? Now, Tosfos, it would seem, Tosfos, at first glance, Tosfos maybe doesn't agree with Rashi, because Tosfos is asking a question about these amudim, these silver rods. Or he's not asking a question, he's just saying that that the rods are made out of silver, not gold, because of this principle, ain't taken out snigger. But according to what we saw in Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah, it would seem that there's no issue, because the principle of Enkateg and Nasanigar is limited to the person, the Chote, who is coming to get atonement, that he should not bring in something which is reminiscent of the Mice Ego. But what does that have to do with the rods? So, how the rods, according to Rashi, the rods would be the same like the Aron, the Kaparas, the Kruvim. So it would seem that Tosis would argue with Rashi. The only thing is that really, Rashi just explained the Gemara itself. The Gemara says, Choti Ba'yakrev Karmir. So, one could try to suggest that maybe Tosos, when he says that these rods are specifically a siman to the Amada of Yisrael, the Amada of Yisrael, so somehow maybe that makes these rods more related to the people. But it still doesn't really make so much sense to me, because Choti Ba'yakrev Karmir, that the Gemara says, seems to be talking about that a person should not bring in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol should not bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim things which could remind Hashem of our sin. But the rods are there. Nobody's bringing them in. Even if it somehow is a siman for the people, but the people are not bringing them in at all. But what's interesting is if you look at the Tosfos, like I started to say, actually refers to this question that the Gemara asks. The Gemara itself asks, what about the Aron? Because Tosfos has to deal with this question as well, since he's trying to say that the Aron inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the Amudim, these rods, which are inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim because they're inside the Aron, so they are subject to this principle of Inkateg and Asneger. What about the Aron itself? So Tosfos also has to distinguish between these rods and the Aron. So Tosfos says that the Gemara there asks, what about the Aron? And the way Tosfos says is as follows, Vahahava Vahasam Parach. And there in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara asks, Vahahava Aron Shahiya Shozav, but the Aron is made of Zav, Vahaya Lefnim, and he was still inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So isn't that a violation of Enkateg and Asneger? Mishani, Tosfos says, the Gemara answers, Mechaper Kamrinan. That it's only things which are there for kapara. That's a problem of Enkateg and Asneger. And it seems that Tosfos has a totally different girsa in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And it's interesting, I looked into the Dugi Sofrim, which is a sefer which quotes different variant texts based on different manuscripts and comments of Rishonim. And he brings different variations to the text in many, many Misachtos. But when I looked at the Dugi Sofer from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't quote any variation to this answer of the Gemara. Our Gemara says, Choti by Yaakov Kamrinan, but Tosfos seems to be quoting a different answer from the Gemara, that Mechaper Kamrinan, that the answer of the Gemara is giving is that the issue of Enkateg and Asneger is limited to things that are brought for Kapara. So the Kohen Gadol can't wear his Begadim because the Begadim are there as part of the service of the Kapara. So therefore, it's a problem of Enkateg and Asneger. But the Aron is there, apparently, according to this terrorist, the Aron is not there as a Kapara. So therefore, it's not subject to this principle of Enkateg and Asneger. And Tosfos Bava Basra makes the point that the Aron, the Gemara answered, is not subject to this principle because Mechaper coming in. The issue is only things that are there for Kapara as opposed to the Aron. But Tosfos continues, but the Hani Amudim, these rods which were inside the Aron, Nami Hayu Kamo Mechaper, they are as if It's as if that they are there for a kapara. Shehem asuim simen lahamadis Yisrael. Because they are there as a simen for the Hamadis Yisrael, which the way I understand Tosis means to say that they're there to symbolize the continued existence of Klal Yisrael, which is dependent upon their atonement, that their sins should be atoned for in order for them to survive. Obviously, if we wouldn't have any kapara, then probably after a certain amount of sins, the Klal Yisrael would be wiped out. So it's only through the kapara that there's a continued existence to Klal Yisrael, and therefore, if these rods are a simen to the hamadas of Klal Yisrael, so in that sense, it really relates to the kapara of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, since it's the rods are related to the kapara, so therefore, it's subject to the principle of Enkatag and Naksenigar, and that's what Tosas Rabbeinu Tam says, that it must. That's why it needed to be made out of silver as opposed to gold. So that's what Tosas there says. Now, I just wanted to discuss something that to talk a little bit more about this principle. You can take a nasnigger. So the Archon there on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, he seems to take a little bit of a different. He seems to have a different take on this principle and how we should understand and limit it. So again, the Torah Tmima, quoted from Rashi on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, made the point that it's specifically things that are related to the person, the chote, the person himself, should not bring in things which are reminiscent of a sin of the ego, and therefore it's the person, the Kohen Gadol himself, who should bring in the gold, as opposed to the Arun or the Kaporas, which is made out of gold. That's just the kalim. That's the items, the objects that are there, but that's not related to the person who's coming to try to get a kapara. Now, the Aruch Lanier on that Gemara, he quotes from the Maharsha, who mentions this this notion about the fact that the Gemara says that the issue of Enkatek and Nasnegar is only limited to things happening inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, specifically. So he says he doesn't understand, because what's the difference if it's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim or right outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? In other words, let's say the Begadim or the Kohen Gadol, the Marsha questions that how could it be that something that is considered to be a kateger, an accuser, when it's inside, but at the same time it can be used as a saneger, as a defender on the outside? There's a curtain separating between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh, but it doesn't make sense that on the inside of the curtain something should be considered to be an accuser. At the same time, the same thing on the outside of the curtain can be considered to be a defender. So therefore, the Aruch Lanier tries to address that issue, and he says, in fact, he doesn't quote the Gemara, the drasha we started with from the Rishami from Shkolim about the Kaparas. He actually refers to a Medrash in Parshas Pekudei, which speaks about the entire Mishkan. That the Mishkan, that the Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the Mishkan has a lot of gold in it. There's a lot of gold in a lot of the things in the Mishkan, and the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says that the Zahav of the Mishkan should come to be Mechaper for the Zahav of the Ego. And the context of the Medrash is really talking about the fact that in the same place the Medrash says how the Bnei Yisrael came with enthusiasm. They were very excited to give the gold for the golden calf. And to the extent that they needed to be told to stop, because they already had more than was necessary. So the Medrash points out that the same thing was true when they came to donate for the Mishkan. They also were giving so much gold, and they had to be told it's enough. So in that context, the Medrash also says that Akash Baruch Hu said that the gold of the Mishkan should come to be mechaper for the gold of the Eagle Azav, of the golden calf. So, the Aruch Lanier asks that how could this be? Inka dega nasis a nigger. So how do we understand this? That we're saying that the same that these items which are inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim should be considered to be a saniger. So he says that it would seem that the issue really is that when you have an item itself, when you have an item which is there as a kapara for the avera itself, rather. So the item that's there to atone for the avera itself, so of course it can be made out of the same material. And he says that it's the same notion that we find in tshuva in general, that when somebody tries to do tshuva, so the ultimate form of tshuva could be specifically when someone's in the same type of situation with all the same circumstances and yet doesn't do the wrong thing, but instead does the right thing. So therefore, that's the ultimate tshuva. In a similar way, if then that fits exactly what the Medrash is saying, that it was the same type of scenario where the Bnei Yisrael were coming with enthusiasm to donate gold, but in this case, instead of doing it for the wrong thing, to donate for an idol, they were donating it for the Mishkan, for the house of Hashem. So he says that that in that context, we say that specifically the gold that's there in the Mishkan is there to be mechaper for the ego. However, the Big Day Kahuna, so that wasn't there specifically for the Mechaber for the ego, and therefore there's a problem of Enkateka Nasis and Niger. But again, the items which were there, the gold which was there for the different items in the Mishkan, like the Aron, the Kaparis, and so on, so those items had gold specifically because Hashem wanted them to there to be gold to be Mechaber counter the gold that was donated for the egel. And therefore, it's appropriate that it should have it should be made from gold, the same as the egel. This idea of that the Aruch HaNer suggests is in fact something which the Gor Ari already mentions in his comments to Rashi in Parshas Chukas. Rashi in Chukas mentions the notion of Enkateg Nasa Saneger. And in the context of the Paraduma, we say that the Torah says that it should be brought to a Lazar HaKohen, and that Rashi says that it wasn't brought to Aaron HaKohen, it was brought to his son Elazar, because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. So on that Rashi, the Gor Aryeh says that he gets into the discussion of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, and he discusses some of these ideas that we mentioned, and he says that the same like we just quoted from the Aruch HaNer, that specifically when we're talking about the item which was used, because we know the Rashi in the same place, Rashi there talks about the notion that the Paraduma is the cow which comes to Mechaper for the eagle. So it's strange that if we have this principle of Enkateg and Nasasnegar, so how is it that the cow could be brought to be Mechaper for the eagle? So he says that really, when we're talking about when we're talking about getting a kapara for the sin itself, so then of course we're going to bring something which is reminiscent of that sin. And that's entirely appropriate, and it's not a violation of Enkateg Nasanegar. Enkateg Nasanegar doesn't apply in that context. And I saw in the footnotes of Rabbi Shua Hartman on the Gor Aryeh, so he explains a little bit better. That again, what's the basis of this principle, Enkateg Nasanegar? What's the issue? So as we said earlier, the issue is we don't want to remind Hashem, so to speak, we don't want to remind Hashem of the sin. We're trying to get a kapara for some other sin, for sins A, B, or C. So while we're trying to get a kapara for those sins, we don't want to also bring in things which remind Hashem of a different sin. But when we're trying to get a kapara for a specific sin, so there's no issue if we have something which will remind Hashem of that sin that we're trying to get an atonement for. Because, of course, what's the issue to remind Hashem of that sin? That's exactly what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're trying to get an atonement for. So it's not a problem to remind Hashem of that sin. That's exactly what we expect him to remember, because that's what we're trying to get an atonement for. And therefore, there's no issue of Enkateg and Nasa Snager. If we're doing something which is to serve as a kapara for the sin of the Egel Azav, so then of course it's going to remind Hashem of the Egel Azav, because that's what we're getting kapara for. And therefore, it's entirely appropriate that it should have things which are reminiscent of the Egel Azav, whether it's the Paro or the Zahav and so on. So that's the idea that Gor Arya mentions as well. And just one last point to conclude, just to clarify a little bit more, we have these limitations that I mentioned earlier, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chav Vav Min Aleph, to this principle of Enkateg Nasa Saneger, that it has to be inside, it's only an issue inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that it's specifically maybe related to a person, or it's only when it's things for kapara, and it's only things that are in adornment, and so on. So, I just wanted to point out that there's an issue that's also discussed regarding what happens if you have an item itself, an item with it, which itself was used for an avera. So that item itself should not be used for a mitzvah. So the Rishami says this about the Lulav HaGazal, the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah. The Rishami says the Lulav HaGazal should not be used, and it says it's a violation of Enkateg and Nasa Snager. The same Lulav which is coming to bring is being brought to perform a mitzvah to bring a schus, a merit for the person. So it's trying to come to bring a merit, but instead it's just showing Hashem something that was used, that it's something which is an object of a sin. So you're trying to get a merit by bringing a lulav, and instead it's only reminding Hashem of the sin, because you're bringing the object which was stolen, and that's a chov, that's not a schus. So that's what the Rishami says. And the Ramban in his comments to the Rif, the Ramban and the Machamas in Sukkah, in the third parak, so he has a discussion there about Shinu Maisa and so on, in terms of the different Dal Aminim, the Lulav, let's say, which was stolen. And in that context, he quotes this Rishami, and he explains that that's parallel to our notion that we have in the Babli of Mitzvah Bava Vera. This notion that you should not use an object that was used for an avera, shouldn't use it for a mitzvah, that, right? So if you have something which you stole, you shouldn't use that same object for the mitzvah. So that's a violation of Enkateger, Nasa Saneger. And the Ramban actually says something very interesting, because the Ramban says that, in the context of the sugya there, he says that shinui, if you have a shinui maisa, which is kona, so that makes it like it's not the object which that was stolen anymore, and therefore there's no issue anymore of Enkateg Nasa Saneger. So therefore there's no problem of the mitzvah of avera either. In other words, that's how he explains that we don't have a issue of mitzvah of avera, because essentially at its core mitzvah of avera is really this notion of Enkateg Nasa Saneger. But of course that's only the case if it's the same object, but if it's changed, so then it's not the same, which actually follows what the Babli says in Rosh Hashanah. Well, the Babli says that asks about the blood of the par, the blood of the cow that the Kohen Gadol slaughters in his service on Yom Kippur, and the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So how could the blood of the cow, if it's from a cow, so that reminds Hashem of the eagle, so isn't that a violation of Enkateg Nasa Saneger? The Gemara answers no, once it's changed already. Once it's the blood, so then it's not the same anymore. So in a similar way, I guess, the Ramban is saying over here as well that once you have a change, then it's not going to be the something which is the kateger, and therefore there's no violation of Enkateg Nasa Saneger, and therefore there's no issue of mitzvah avera as well. Again, if there's a shinui, if there's a shinui maisa. So we discussed this notion of Enkateg Nasa Saneger, which we found that Rashi, the Torah Tmimah, follows the position of Rashi, that It's specifically something which is one of the limiting factors is that it has to be something which is related to the person, the chote, the sinner himself, bringing in something which is going to be reminiscent of some other sin, as opposed to Tosfos, who seem to have a little bit of a different take, because Tosfos discussed the silver rods, which have nothing to do with the person who's sinning. It's the silver rods were the inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, but they were not the has nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol coming in. And Tosfos there says that it has to do with things that are specifically there for Kapara. That's limiting Inkatekanasnigger, specifically things that are there for Kapara. And then we saw that the Aruch HaNer and the Gur Aryeh mentioned this idea that that even though we talked about the notion of Inkatekanasnigger, that's only when it's something when we're talking about getting a kapara, let's say for one type of sin, and while we're doing that, we're bringing in something which is reminiscent of another sin. So that's a problem with Inkatekanasnigger. But if we're trying to get a kapara for a specific sin, so it's entirely appropriate that we should bring something that is reminiscent of that sin, because that's exactly what we're trying to remind Hashem of as we're trying to get the kapara for that very sin. And the last thing we mentioned is that even though we have these limiting factors to the principle of Inkatei Ganasa Seneger that the Gemara discusses in Rosh Hashanah, but that seems to maybe only apply when we're talking about things which are just reminiscent of a sin. So let's say the golden garments of the Kohen Gadol. So because they're made out of gold, the garments, there's no issue with the gold in the garments specifically. That gold, it wasn't used for any sin, but it reminds Hashem of another sin which involved gold, namely the golden calf. So that's when we were trying to get a kapara for a certain sin, and in so doing, we bring things that which remind Hashem of other sins, but the items themselves are neutral. However, so then in that context, we have several limiting factors which limit that principle of Inkatekanasnigger. However, when we're dealing with an object itself, where that object itself was used for sin, so the object itself is really a kateger, so then we might apply the principle of Inkatekanasnigger even outside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That in general, if you're trying to use an item which is a kateger, which is an accuser, so you can't use it in performing a mitzvah where you're trying to get a schus, where you're trying to be a saneger. You can't use something which is which was used for a sin, and that was what the Ramban explained is really the notion of mitzvah avera, that you shouldn't use something which was used for an avera, shouldn't be used for a mitzvah, because it's a violation of this notion of ein kateger, nasa saneger. Thank you very much.